This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and our episode today is our contest finale. Every month we do a $100 joke contest and live stream the finale on our YouTube channel. The winner gets $100 and an interview on the podcast. And this month's winner, Bob Kirk, is a repeat winner. And this interview is gonna give some insight into how he has been able to stay so consistent and how he's been able to win so much. So maybe you can do the same next month.
Hot breath.
If you're not a part of it, go join our Comedy Writing Masterclass where all the graduates get to compete in this contest every month. So I hope to see you there next month. And now there's only one thing left to do, and that is inhale a hot breath with Bob Kirk.
Bob Kirk, school. Oh, I was held back so many times in school. I had a fuller beard than most of the teachers, and those were just the women. And I was the only one in grade 4 to be able to drive. Oh, my favorite part of school was fire drill. My favorite class was detention, because you knew if there were any girls in that class, they would be naughty. Oh, yeah. My two favorite words, class dismissed. Oh, I went to school when they allowed corporal punishment. So at least you knew where you stood till they knocked you off your feet and you were down for the count. Our high school was called the Dropout Factory. Hmm. To get out of class, you needed a note or a toe tag. Oh, I have a grade 4 geography class. Earl sat in front of me, and the teacher asked Earl to name the two rivers on the map. I helped Earl out. I said, the Nile. Earl, the Nile, miss. The teacher laughed. The class laughed. A comic was born. Even today, I stay in touch with some of the kids I went to school with. You know, there's nothing like having prison pen pals. School's out, and so am I. Yeah. My favorite teacher was Mr. Nelson, the shop teacher. Yeah. I saw him at the reunion. I ran up to him. Mr. Nelson, Mr. Nelson. Oh, you taught me well. Look, I still have all my fingers.
Your September winner, it's Bob Kirk, everyone. Bob Kirk.
Hey, Joel.
What's goody?
Which way do I go? There we go.
There we go. Get right in the middle there. We want to see that pretty face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's scary. No. Halloween's coming.
How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, good. Good. I'm shocked and surprised. Wow. That was close. That was really close.
That was really close. That may have been our closest yet. That may have been our most votes yet. Either the show keeps getting bigger and bigger, which is exciting.
That's cool, yeah.
Go ahead.
Sandra and Sandy, great job. I have to say that.
Yes.
Terrific. Nice set.
Good point. Yes, good. Yes. The humility. I appreciate the humility there, Bob. Yep. And it is good. Yeah, everyone did great. It was a tight race for sure. But to the victor goes the OG. It's Mr. Bob Kirk, a repeat winner here. Gosh, how many times have you won now?
I'm not sure.
You lost count. And that's not the age. He's won.
A little bit of Alzheimer's, I think.
But you win also because you keep submitting as well. You know, you're like putting in the work and you're putting in the reps. So that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah, every month I submit. You know, it's a good, I think, like you said it earlier, it's a great exercise to write and come up with stuff. And generally I write more than, you know, the 90 seconds. So it's almost like possibly end up with a 5-minute set, you know, on the themes, you know, so I try to flesh them out a little bit more, you know, and hopefully take it to the stage, you know.
So how did this set come to be? And people in the live chat were commenting your energy as well on this one. How do you bring it with so much energy?
I don't know. I've always been had energy. Like I'm, you know, my background's mostly improv and sketch, right? So with the improv, you gotta always bring it. So I try to, you know, push that towards the comedy a bit and doing some act outs, try to be a little more animated. I mean, because you're in this little square box, really, you know, when you think about it, with the phone camera, you know. So I try to change it up if I can, you know, for sure. You know,
do you have any rituals or anything that gets you hyped up, even if you don't feel hyped?
Well, you know what? I probably did that set about 15 times before I got it right. You know, uh-huh. It's like so many takes, right? It's like, holy, you know, like stumbled the words or something wasn't right, or it goes too long, you know, all those factors, you know, and just, I think the more I do it, you know, the better it gets. Like usually I end up with near the end, the better takes, you know,
but gotcha.
And trying to do it a little bit ahead of time, I think is good, you know, and I should actually, you know, give a shout out to the Riff Room, you know, well, you for what you do, for sure, Joel, you know, and everybody, I mean, look at you, you kept it going so long for us, you know, it's great. And I know you're busy with your own career and gigs and all that. So it's nice that you still can maintain and do it for sure. Do
all I love it. I love right? it. Yeah.
And a shout out to Bobby for, I mean, she puts the word in there every day, and Evelyn for doing the memes, you know, I mean, it's a lot of effort on a lot of people's parts. So I think you're doing great, you know?
Yeah,
not like I don't want to make it sound like you have a whole staff. You don't.
I hope to one day. I mean, gosh, the goal is to be like employing comedians one day, you know. But it's all one bite at a time. So everyone that volunteers, whether it is like posting things or even just answering questions in the group and whatnot, like I appreciate all of it because I know everyone has lives and everyone has their own things to deal with. So the fact people even take the extra time to compete in this contest, or like you said, even to just engage in the Facebook group and things, like it all makes my heart smile. It really does.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great exercise, you know, to do it and come up with material that, you know, you're challenging yourself, you know, for sure. I look at it like that, but I also look at it. It's good to challenge yourself. You know, you're always learning and have to, you know, I don't think you can ever be satisfied with your set. You got to always keep creating, I think, you know, keep trying and, you know, changing it and trying to make it better or as best as you can, you know. So I think it's a real challenge. But yeah, again, shout out to you guys. And I have to say, shout out to Joan and Jack. I mean, Joan runs her room every Monday at 6 p.m., you know, and I'm in there. I know Jack is in there a lot. There's other people that come in and go out and come in, you know, and then Chris Groulon, you know, for running the Riff Room. It's a great asset, you know, Monday to Friday at 3 o'clock. So yeah, Chris, Dino, Lorna, Jones in that too, Emmy, Andy, when he gets around and not on the road, and Rory, Quentin, Bernice, Sarah, and Juan Carlos. I hope I got everybody and didn't leave anybody out. Well, I'll be left off the Christmas list.
So for this set here, Bob, what's your favorite joke that you have?
Oh God, I don't know. You know, it was, to me, this set was fun to write because it just, you know, you throw back to school, right? Like to thinking of all the things that I did in school. Like I was hyperactive as a kid. I had glasses, but they didn't know I couldn't see the board. So I'm running around and I was deaf in my left ear till grade three. So, you know, I had all these attributes going for me, right? So I was just a nutty kid, you know? I have to say that. You know?
I'm not surprised.
It was a grade three teacher, Mrs. Johnson. I know her. I remember her name because I was so hyperactive that she put me in a grade three play. What was it? Cinderella?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I got to play the prince and be in tights. So that was embarrassing.
Ooh.
I think her idea was, you're so hyper, we're going to put you in. And then my mom and dad got me involved in sports. So I was like, just, you know, on the go constantly. Right. But I'm not kidding. Like, you know, they had corporal punishment in our day, like getting the strap. And I see teachers, you know, knock you around. I saw one teacher, he looked like a Marine. He had a short brush cut. He had one kid up over the lockers, pounding him against the wall, right? And one lady in I think it was grade five. She was doing, you know, those spelling bees when they do those spelling bees. Billy Pinto, I remember his name. He had some word wrong and she grabbed his head. Where am I? Okay. And just banged it against the board. You know, every letter.
Oh my gosh. Bob went to the School of Hard Knocks. Good Lord. Knocks,
right? Yeah. Now you can't even raise your voice. I don't know. It's different. But so to me, it was fun writing this, you know, it brought back a lot of memories for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I try to do with themes, to make them like broad enough to where, but also specific enough to where you can draw personal experiences based on like the theme, you know, and kind of make it what you want it to be.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, you embellish a bit, but I remember getting the strap and grabbing the strap from the principal. She was an older lady, probably. I don't know. She looked like she was next to death or in her 60s. But then she went and got that teacher, the guy, the Marine, and he finished off the job.
Good night. Oh, and Jerry asked, how did Bob get all those jokes crammed in there in less than 2 weeks? I thought I had a lot of punchlines at 15. Bob had 15 in the first 25 seconds.
Wow. I don't know. I just, you know, I know it's different, like doing it outside or in your garage or whatever, like, it's not like I'm waiting for the laugh. It's just go, 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 right? I know it's different when you're in a club and the audience, you got to kind of wait for a reaction. Mm-hmm. Right? But I think with me, I figured out just boom, put it out there. I know you should, you know, take your time a bit and I don't know, pause for the laugh, but I think it's different doing it live and then doing it for the video.
Yeah, it's a different timing for sure. Yeah. Yeah, but you did have a lot of punchlines in there. A lot of people were commenting on that. Yeah, what's your favorite punchline? And then, yeah, how did you cram so many in there?
I don't know. I like the first one that, you know, I had a beard, you know, fuller beard than most of the teachers. And yeah, those were just women. And I like the toe tag one, you know, like you didn't need a note, you need a toe tag to get out of class.
I missed that one. I caught that punchline while we're watching it live. That was there's so many jokes that it's tough to keep up with all of them, and that one slipped by me when my wife and I were watching it. That was so funny.
That's one of my favorite ones for sure. Yeah. I don't know, it's good to, you know, you keep writing. I think that was my seventh draft on that, you know, like I'll do a lot of run out, you know, and just sort of free associate and then hone it, and, you know, synthesize it down to the 90 seconds, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what advice, you seem to have a good system and rhythm here. Do you have any advice for anyone who like wants to get more consistent at writing or level up their writing? Like,
okay. So there's education, like doing your course, and Jerry Corley's got a lot of great courses. Mm-hmm. I've taken some of his, you know, I took yours. And I think Jerry's really good. I mean, very good at, you know.
He's been on the show several times too. We've done a lot of good podcasts with him too. Yeah,
I know. And he's just a wealth of knowledge, and he really puts it out there and he enjoys it, you know? I do his like Monday a la carte stuff and different courses that he's offered. So I think that's helped. I think that's one thing, you know, talk about the school theme. It's like you always, you know, always self-educate, you know, educate yourself, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Cause every time I do it, I learn something new or better that you forgot about and say, oh, you know, like all these different structures that he talks about.
Learn, you know, but then put it into practice. I think a lot of times people will just consume and not actually like do. So I think there's gotta be a balance between consuming and learning, but then also the doing part.
Right, for sure. Yeah. And I enjoy that. I take a lot from that. So I look at it as that's one part of the whole as a whole that you have to do is continually educate yourself, whether it's books or courses or, you know, yourself or Jerry, you know, just keep doing that, you know, mm-hmm. make it a part of your day. Right. And I use a lot of the, like, I'll use that, what is it? The free thesaurus, you know?
Yeah, that's a great website. Yeah.
Yeah. that and the phrases one. There's one on phrases and word hippo, right? And I'll use also the I printed them off, so I have them in the I print everything off. Look at me. Talk about old school. And
it's all paper. The planet thanks you. Yeah, yeah.
Trees. I'm planting trees. Yeah. Well, my daughter was a tree planter, so that's good. So I consume them. She plants them.
Yeah, that cancels out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a balance, right? Geez, I don't know what I was going to say now.
No, yeah. I mean, I was just asking for people wanting to write more, but you gave good tips there. Learning, but then also doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and using those phrases, like with the theme, and then I'll go to the Google machine and use that, right? Like punch in, you know, school and see what comes up for the themes for that, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, so technology and I were always, I'm always trying to learn. Like now I'm trying to get into editing, and that's, you know, it's like, okay, well, learn how to write jokes and take some courses and try and practice and do. And now I got to learn to edit because I've just started. I haven't posted anything yet, like a YouTube channel. So I'm going to do that. But I do have TikTok.
TikTok. I was going to say, yeah, but you're on TikTok. Yeah.
I got one of my videos got banned, you know. My twerking video. I was, what do you call it? Stitch, where you put side by side, you know, Miley Cyrus and me, and we're twerking. And it got community standards or something.
What?
I think that's hilarious.
Myself. That is hilarious for sure.
So I'm doing TikTok and then Facebook and Instagram. So I'm slowly trying to get into all that stuff, you know. But that's that's another learning curve in itself. And then, like I said, the editing, right? I got to learn how to do that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got to be a one-man production show, marketing, selling,
yeah,
writing, performing, all of that, you know.
I don't know how comics do it. You know, I'm an old head now, Bob, you know, been in this game 12 years, and I don't know how you kids perform and film it and then post it. And I mean, like, I have to do that now, but I just can't imagine starting out trying not to bomb at this coffee shop while also filming it to then try to post it on TikTok. Like, there's just so many moving parts now.
I know, you always have to do it. Hey, you know what? I don't have much time. I mean, I'm getting up there, so who knows how much time I got left on this.
Well, you're making the most of it, Bob. And I'm a fan, and I'm telling you, every time, like, my wife and I love watching these. And every time you pop on, like, Bob Kirk, it just makes us smile, man. So I just love to see that you're doing it every month and that you're doing more and more and more and more, you know, because that's what this game is all about. And engaging in the community, you know, I think it's another big part of it is that you're so part of the Hop Breathiverse and taking advantage of everything out there in it that it's really showing.
It's good. And I got some good news for Toronto here for, I think back in 21, like before the pandemic, I was in the guy Vong Show produced 6 seasons of Fresh. So it was basically fresh new comedians, like fresh faces, right?
Yeah, that's the one where we went and liked the video, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I was on the first season and I came in first for that year. So I think what he's doing is taking the first people that came in first and second and then doing a best of Fresh. So that's coming up at the end of the month, October 29th. At the what's the name of the theater? Big fancy theater, like a restored. They renovated this theater, and it's pretty good. I'm looking forward to it. And he's going to do a stream, like 8-camera shoot. So he's doing his, and then he's shooting this. Yeah, October 29th, Best of Fresh at Paradise Theater on Bloor Street.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, anyone in the Toronto area, definitely go support that.
Yeah, I think tickets are coming up for sale in the next week or so. It's a 300-seat theater, so I'm looking forward to it.
How cool.
That'd be wild. It'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and I'm doing other little clubs. You know, I haven't been out as much as I should be, you know, but anyway, I'm trying. All right,
it's could over should. There's no pressure to have to need or feel to do anything. You're doing a lot. Everyone, you know, we all can beat ourselves up of could do more, but just grateful for what you are doing. You're doing a lot there, buddy.
I'm trying. Keep it, you know, I truly do enjoy the writing, though. I think I enjoy that the most, you know, but anyway.
I love that. Well, where can people follow you and check out all the amazing things you're doing?
Yeah, that's my twerking on TikTok.
Your twerk talk. Yeah.
Sorry, you should have seen it earlier. That's all. That's special on its own. No, I am on Facebook, you know, Bob Kirk or Bob with one O. Instagram, BobKirk.comedy. TikTok. And I'm going to start a YouTube, Bob Kirk Comedy. And I what I want to do is post one of the first things I could post. I think I got at least 10 of these 90-second bits, you know, all the different themes. I thought, put those on YouTube, and because they're on TikTok. But the other thing is I've been writing quite a bit, and I've been working on it. I'm doing this Ned the Empty Nester, a character piece, and all based on, what is it? I haven't posted any yet, but it's, I don't know if you guys can see this. 1,000?
To the other way. 1,001 ways to be romantic?
Yeah. And it says up here, a book worth memorizing.
Nice.
So I gave Myrtle, my girlfriend, I gave her gardening tools, and she wasn't that impressed with the gardening tools. She got me this book, and she said, you know, you memorize 1,001 ways and be more romantic. So I'm working on it. I'm on page 4. So.
Yeah, it's a big book. Yeah.
And my memory is not that great. So it's going to take. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the things in the book and then doing trying to do a joke. So it's like a setup, a straight setup.
I love that.
Boom. So that's what I've been working on quite a bit. So I'm hoping to do, what do you call it? Not a channel, but what's it? You know, when you put different, like if I do the 90 seconds with Bob and then this, Ned the Empty Nester.
Yeah, like a series.
Yeah, like, you know, in the different categories on the YouTube, like within the same channel. So.
Oh, yeah. You're going to kill that. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I will link. I'll link to your social media in the description of this episode as well. And I mean, as always, Bob, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Is there anything else you want the world to know before we?
I'm still alive.
Say what?
I'm still alive.
Amen. Yeah.
No, it's always fun. I just it's such a good group, and I should shout out Emery too, because he's doing the night. You know, like I always.
Yep, right, 10 after dark, yeah.
I always tell everybody, you know, about the word of the day, you know, Bobby, 10 o'clock and 10 at night, so you can write twice in one day and, you know, sort of gives you a, you know, kicks you off anyway with the word of the day.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, and that I will link to that. That's in our writing room Facebook group, so I'll be sure to link to that as well, because there's a lot of, we're coming up on 5,000 comics in that group, so that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's great. And then all your interviews that you've done, over the time, and you're doing the shorts now and everything, so that's
great. We're going for it, Bob.
Yeah,
we're going for it, baby.
Pretty soon you'll have your own streaming network.
I'm excited. One bite at a time. We're doing one bite at a time. Yeah. But we appreciate you so much there, Bob. You've been in it since the beginning, my friend, so it's cool to see you, us all growing together. That's the whole goal, you know?
Yeah, just keep writing. Keep at it. Keep practicing and writing it.
Yep.
Get out there and perform. That's the only thing I can say. I know you say it. Everybody says it all the time anyway.
But it's actually doing it. I mean, you know, it's like people are like, how do I lose weight? It's like, well, you like diet and exercise. But they're like, but really, how do I do it? It's like you kind of write and perform a lot. That's really it. It's part of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope I didn't leave anybody out. God, Jesus.
You did great, Bob, and congratulations again, my friend. It is always a pleasure, my friend.
There it is, Hot Breathiverse. Go follow Bob and support his comedy journey. And go join our Comedy Writing Masterclass, where you can compete in next month's contest to maybe hear yourself on this podcast and win $100. But until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.